DW.
In the overwhelming heat, the shade inside this humble countryside house is refreshing. Blanca Landero Batarco shows me her stored red beans, an important part of her diet, along with rice. In Nicaragua, it's just called basic grains. People here have gallo pinto, rice and beans, every day. Blanca was born here in a village called La Gracia to parents that were small subsistence farmers. But climate change, rising temperatures, and serious drought are making life almost impossible for local farmers like Blanca.
Climate change has affected our production a lot. Climate change makes the weather fickle. Today it rains, tomorrow it doesn't. And then the heat is so intense.
Blanca's farmhouse is located in Chinandega, in the northwestern part of Nicaragua. There's a reason this area is called the Dry Corridor. The Central American Dry Corridor is a tropical dry forest region stretching from the southern Pacific coast of Mexico to Panama, with the most vulnerable parts being Guatemala, El Salvador, Honduras, and Nicaragua. The region is known for its irregular precipitation, and according to the Global Climate Risk Index from Germanwatch, Nicaragua is one of the most vulnerable countries in the world when it comes to climate change. It also happens to be the poorest country in Central America. Between 2014 and 2016, a drought devastated the region, decreasing food production in the dry corridor. With the phenomenon of El Niño, the drought was even more defeating. While several Central American countries declared a state of emergency during the long period of drought, Nicaragua didn't.
Nicaragua no lo hizo, se quedó fuera porque...
Nicaragua avoided declaring a national emergency because it would negatively impact the country's climate for international investment. That's why Nicaragua did not receive aid, despite having a serious food crisis in the dry corridor.
Victor Campos is the executive director of the Humboldt Center, one of the leading NGOs in the country working on climate change and environmental issues. According to recent measures from the Humboldt Center from this year, high temperatures up to 40 degrees Celsius were recorded in Chinandega, with a felt temperature of 43 degrees Celsius. This indicates that temperatures are increasing to extreme levels. Two of Blanca's sons work at local factories, and the family survives with the little money they make. But still, Blanca and her family felt the consequences of the drought on their everyday lives.
Aquí se perdió todito. La producción de frijoles.
We lost everything during those years. The harvests of beans, plus rice and corn. I don't know how we managed to survive.
No sé cómo hemos hecho para sobrevivir.
There are no available official statistics from the Nicaraguan state about how the drought affected the population. There is only the information collected by organizations like the Humboldt Center. In 2016, the effects of climate change meant a serious reduction in food production.
Around 90% of the corn production and approximately 60% of the bean production failed. The lack of precipitation has threatened people's food security. We do have statistics about the decrease in food production, but not how that affected the caloric intake per person. But we assume that there has been a strong impact.
In the village of La Gracia, Blanca saw the tough consequences.
Here, some people starved to death. Others got skinny. Those years were very hard around here. A lot of people left. The majority of those who left are now in Costa Rica, Panama, and Spain.
Nicaragua has experienced an intensified humanitarian, political, and socioeconomic crisis in the past year. It's a situation that reinforces problems like climate change that the country is already struggling with. More than 55,000 people have fled to neighboring Costa Rica because of the political crisis, adding to those who have already left because of drought. One of those who left is Blanca's son.
I don't want him to leave because he's very young. He had told me, "You won't be able to give me clothes. I must leave."
Yo me tengo que ir.
Blanca's 25-year-old son, Norlin Alberto Martinez Silvia, sits in a small coffee shop in Cartago, near San Jose, the capital of Costa Rica. He just ended his shift as a watchman at a private school.
I came to Costa Rica last year to look for better economic conditions.
Back in Nicaragua, Norlin worked in a food processing factory. His monthly salary was equivalent to $200. In Costa Rica, he earns the equivalent of $600 a month and sends half of it to his mother in Nicaragua.
It's a big sacrifice to leave your country, your family, and friends. My dream is to save money to build a house. I wouldn't have been able to do that with my salary in Nicaragua.
The drought has also created problems with drinking water for Blanca and others in the dry corridor.
There were great rains. In Sinandega, we had a great river. Today, there's no river. It's more like a puddle.
The Humboldt Center is teaching farmers like Blanca how to measure the rainfall and how to use this information to try to predict the season's rain and make decisions about when to plant seeds, for instance. Here's Victor Campos again.
Since people began to feel the effects of climate change, they have been adapting. Climate change adaptation isn't new. People are adapting to survive. Helping them adapt is essential to help solve the issue of food security. Decisions about adaptation to climate change should be made based on a deep knowledge of the climate. We are trying to help the farmers with information so they can make the decisions in a more informed way.
Since 2016,
Blanca has been measuring precipitation levels each day. She proudly shows the pluviometer, a plastic tube that makes it possible to easily measure the rainfall at her house. She pays close attention to the beginning of the rainy season and measures the soil to determine when it's best to sow her seeds.
I'm worried about the situation because we want to eat and we want to produce.
Monitoring the rainfall gives her a sense of preparedness against the uncertainty. However, with the prognosis for this year's conditions not looking good, she can only hope the harvest will exceed expectations. DW.